Mark DeSantos, head coach of the Whitecaps, joins us. How's it going, Mark? Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, guys. I'm good. And you?
Very good. Very good. So you're letting Steve Nash completely take over the team, are you?
Yeah, he's the boss. I have nothing to say. But it was a great opportunity for us. You know, Steve is an athlete that he always kept very high standards and did incredible things as a professional in such a tough environment. So it's great to have him join us and talk with the guys.
And I feel you set pretty high standards with this team, and you're trying to instill those standards and build that culture. How is that coming along here in the first couple of weeks of preseason?
It's going well. I've seen a lot of signs of growth, great mentality from the guys. You know, we have a group of players that is able to disconnect when there's free time and have a good laugh, but they're very in tune when it's time to work. So we think that in 5 weeks, what we started to establish is going well. But of course, always towards keeping high standards, everybody accountable, and that's what we want to be as a club.
Mark, obviously the club's had a lot of turnover. You brought in a number of players, which is very exciting for the fan base. But how do you get everybody to find chemistry and gel together when you have so many new additions?
By training, making sure that training is coherent, making sure that training is very clear in the way we want to play, the role and responsibility of every player in each position. And then, you know, by I think having a coherent and clear message every day in training and in the meetings, despite a lot of guys being from different nations and different backgrounds, I think slowly it's coming together. And it's my job, right? It's my job as a coach to make sure that I align everybody in the same direction, not only players, but also staff. And again, I think in the first 5 weeks, it's been good.
Why did it make sense to bring back Freddie Montero now?
With so many changes in the roster and so many players that have a lot of quality, but it's still going to be the first year they're playing in MLS. When the name of Freddie came up and it was an opportunity to bring him back, I thought it made a lot of sense just because Freddie knows MLS, had success in MLS. He's still at a very good age and could bring a lot. A player that knows the city of Vancouver, knows the club, wanted to be here. That was important. So all of these factors made it clear for us that it only made sense to bring him back.
Yeah, and there's some exciting players coming into this roster like Wong and Baum and Joaquin Ardaiz as well. But something you mentioned there really sticks out and in my ears covering the league now for a while, Mark. I've noticed guys who have a knack for scoring in this league, they tend to do quite well. And you need a little bit of that. You need that player that's been around and has been proven to score goals in MLS, because it's not always an easy transition into the league.
Yeah, exactly. And Freddie gives us that. And then behind that, behind the player like Freddie, you have a player like Joaquin Ardaiz that has the ability and the platform to just succeed and to grow even more as a player. You have exciting attackers and wingers like Laz Bangura, Lucas Venuto, Jordi Reyna. So I think we have a lot of different type of pieces that could bring excitement and could bring some results. I'm not looking for one forward to score 30 goals. I prefer having all of the five attacking or six attacking players bringing 6, 7, 8 goals each and everybody contributing like that. We're not always depending on one player to bring everything to the table.
In terms of Freddie, we know he can score at every level he's played at, but was the fact that he is a little bit older now, 31 years old, and he can provide a mentorship role to some of your young forwards, was that a big part of this as well?
Yes, it was. It was. He has experience, but 31 years old is a great age, right? We can look at it being, it all depends how you take care of yourself. You know, Cristiano Ronaldo today is 33, and it doesn't look any signs of him dropping. So we saw last season with Ibrahimovic. Of course, it's huge names. But at the end of the day, I think if the player takes care of himself well, trains well, does all the prehab work that he has to do, he's gonna keep on being fit and doing well. Now, of course, that experience Freddie has with the league and looking at our roster that is so young and having players like Theo Bear or Joaquin Ardaiz that are 19, 20 years old, Inbaum is 22. So many young players. It's important to have a guy like Freddie to help them find their way also.
Whitecaps manager Mark DeSantos joining us here on Reach Deep, the home opener coming March 2nd, which would be next Saturday against Minnesota United at BC Place. So have the phone calls and the emails died down a little bit? Do you think the roster is pretty much set for the season?
It never stops. The offering players and looking at players never stops. But for now, yes, for now we're pretty much set. Maybe in June we're looking at another position to bring, but for now this is pretty much the roster until June for sure.
And it's been a crazy preseason, and you got a few more games coming. What's the goal for you then over these next 10 days to get the team ready for next Saturday?
It's keeping on growing as a team, keeping on making our soccer and our model better. Using the game against Tijuana to give an opportunity to every player in the roster to have some minutes. Then against LAFC, have maybe a team that plays more 90 minutes, more similar to maybe what we're going to find against Minnesota. And just getting ready, for March 2nd, without forgetting that the season is not only March 2nd. It's a long and difficult season, and we want to get ready for it.
You listen to Reach Deep. We're joined by Whitecaps manager Mark DeSantos. Mark, this is when, you know, a lot of hardcore soccer fans have been paying attention to the moves you've been making, but 11 days out from the season, Minnesota is just around the corner. What kind of football can the casual fan that hasn't seen Mark DeSantos football expect 11 days from now from your team?
Well, what we're trying to build is a team that likes to have the ball, a team that is very gifted, technically good and on the field, likes to play out of the back, build the play, have more possession possible, be vertical and aggressive when it's time to go forward. Very dynamic type of players we have in the roster, very gifted technically players. So I think that's excited. That's new from maybe the previous years, not that what was done in the past was right or wrong. It was just different. It was a different way of playing, a different profile of players. And now it's going in another direction.
Sportsnet 650.